three periods of time. That is called Sat. Atma Satyam. So Atma is Ekam. Only one thing is Sat. Tad Anyat. All else are Mithyeti Mithya. What is Mithya? What is the definition of Mithya? Sat, Asat and Mithya. Three words we use. Sat means which stays? Asat means? Which does not stay for three periods of time. Horns of a rabbit. It's not there in the past, not in the present, never it will be in the future also. So that is called Asat. But in the world we find something is existing for a particular period of time. My body was not there before birth, after death it will not be there. So in the past it was not there, in future it will not remain. It's present in one particular period of time. That we call it. So Atma Satyam, all else is Mithya, Sarva Manet Mithya. Very good. Then after that, the whole creation, we have in our discussion, when we are discussing Atman, we have seen there are five great elements, five organs of perception, five organs of action, five pranas, and Mana Buddhi Chitta Ahankar. So this makes 24. So it is said, Atha Chatur Vinsati Tattva Utpatti Prakaram Bachyamaha. Now we will tell you about the 24 Tattva. Tattva means what? Tattva normally means the absolute reality. Tattva, like the caption of this book is Tattva Bodha. The Tattva means here Atman. Normally we mean Atman or Brahman, Tattva Bodha. But how come the Anatma thing also is saying Tattva? It is being said so because from this tattva the whole universe has come. That is why it is called tattva also. Then who is the creator or who is the essence of the whole universe? It is said the truth. The truth means reality or the Brahman. And Brahman has got a power which is called Maya. Both are anadi, beginningless. Both are anadi. Brahman is anant, but Maya is not anant. Maya will end, Brahman will not end. Both Brahman and Maya are anadi, beginningless. Brahman is anant, infinite. It will never end. But Maya will end for a particular individual. We call him Jnani. For ignorant, the Maya will stay. But for Jnani, it will go away. Now the question comes, can we say creation came from Brahman? Be very attentive. Can we say the creation has come from the Brahman? Brahman is a karta. Brahman is infinite. Brahman is partless. Can we say the creation has come from Brahman? If you say yes, creation has come from Brahman, then the Brahman modified. There is changes in Brahman. If there is a changes in Brahman, that thing is inert. Because whole world we are seeing is changing and perishable. Applying the same inference on that, then Brahman will be also become inert. Anything inert is perishable. So our Brahman will become perishable. Can we say he is manufacturing like a potter making pots, somewhere sitting and producing the human beings and all those things and sending here? No, it's not like that. Can we say that he converted himself like the milk converts into yogurt? When it converts into yogurt, the milk is no more there. And you can't go back to the milk. Again, from yogurt, if you want to go back to milk, you can't. Can you? No. In that case, what will happen? If we say he transformed himself into the universe, that means there is no more Brahman. Brahman is totally gone. And the third equation, if we say, a part of Brahman transformed into the world, only a part, That also is not possible. Why? Because it's partless. We have got the part. We can cut our finger or hand, get it amputated if required. But the Brahman, because he is partless, therefore, no creation can come from that also. So now the equation is, Brahman did not create the world and the world is. Equation number one. Brahman did not create the world and the world is. Second equation, Brahman did not go under any modification and the creation is. Brahman did not create, Brahman did not undergo any modification, but in both cases we are seeing the creation is there, world is there. So how this has happened? So the next mantra says, Brahmasraya Svatva Rajas Tamo Gunatmika Maya Asti. There is a thing called Maya, Maya Asti, there is a Maya. And how is that? Brahma Asraya is dependent on Brahman. Brahman is not dependent on Maya. But Maya is dependent on Brahman, Brahma Asita. And it is the power of Lord. Just like our strength is dependent on us. I can't take out my strength and keep it on the table. Here is my strength, now you can utilize. No. Strength, my strength is dependent on me. Similarly, Maya is dependent on Brahman. Maya asti. And we are seeing that Brahma means what? Brihattata Brahma. This is the definition. Brihattata Brahman. Brahma word is an adjective. It's not a noun. It's not a name. When this adjective qualifies a noun, what happens? Big elephant. That means bigness is restricted to that elephant. But when we use, say only Brahman, then infinite. There is no limit. Brihatvata Brahma. Then in our experience we see three things. Jeev, Jagat and Ishwar. And all three are effect only. So any effect must have a cause. Any effect must have a cause. So what is the cause of this whole world? So we can say the truth is the cause. Because before only truth was there. Nothing else was there. Only truth was there. So the cause can only be truth only. Nothing else. Good. Now the question comes. The truth is changeless. Not modifying. Truth means the Brahman. Brahman is changeless, not modifying. How changing and perishable world can come out from that Brahman? Anything made of gold will have gold content. From the gold you make ornament. Ornaments are nothing but gold in different form. But if you say, how this creation has come from that changeless, non-modifying entity whom we call Brahman. How this changing, perishable world has come from this? If the really world has come from Brahman, then the whole world will be also nitya, eternal, non-changing. Is it not so? Anything coming from the gold will have all the characteristic of the gold. Similarly, if really from Brahman this Jagat has come, then the Jagat should also have the all qualities of Brahman, which is changeless, non-modifying. But our experience says that the whole Jagat is changing and perishable. So how this has emerged from that entity? So Vedanta accepts Maya. What is Maya? Ya, Ma. Reverse the Maya word. Ya, Ma, Sa, Maya. Ma in Sanskrit means no. That which is not there is called Maya. Ma, ya. Reverse it. Ya, ma, sa, Maya. That which is not there is called Maya. And what is the power of Maya? It is said, aghatit ghatana patiyasi. Aghatit ghatana. An event which has never happened. Aghatit ghatana patiyasi. It will show this has happened. This is the function of Maya. So from the standpoint of Brahman, there is no effect, there is no world. Be very careful. I am talking from the standpoint of the Brahman. Ask Brahman, have you created this world? Answer will be no. He said from Brahman, nothing can come out. No effect. It's non-modifying entity. From the standpoint of the world, I will have to say, what is the cause of this world? Truth is the cause. But the truth is saying, from me nothing came out, no effect. How do we understand that? You can understand from the example of rope and snake. Rope and snake. Ask rope, have you created snake? Answer would be, no. Who created? I created. It's my illusion, my mind. Brahman did not create. Rope did not create any snake. Ask snake, what is your cause? You will say, rope is the cause. If the rope is not there, you can never imagine a snake. You can never imagine it. Even a 1 centimeter of rope, if you are able to see, the snake will not be there. Now you get the equation. From the standpoint of rope, ask rope, have you created snake? Answer is no. From the standpoint of snake, ask snake, who is your substratum? Who is your cause? Rope is cause. Very good. So as far as rope is concerned, there was never a snake and there can never be snake on that. Is it not so? As far as the rope is concerned, there is never a snake and there can never be snake on that. Good. So what is this Maya? Sattva rajas tamo gunatmika maya asti. This maya has got 3 guna. It's not like that a guna guni sambandh is there. Like the sugar has got sweetness. It's not like that. Sattva rajas tamas is maya. Maya means sattva rajas tamas. And these 3 guna always remain together. We call it yog maya. This maya is also called yog maya. What is this yog maya? All these 3 guna, they always remain together. And each guna has got the power. Each guna has got the power. Satya guna is called jnana sakti. Rajo guna is kriya sakti, activity. And tamo guna is called dravya sakti. Dravya Shakti, from the Tamogun we will study later on, from the Tamogun will come all these 5 great elements, and all these 5 great elements has got some power. Dravya Shakti. How? The earth has got power to multiply, but it will not multiply your dollar. Put any seed, it will multiply into thousands. Then water. Water has also got power. We have got hydel power stations. Then after that, fire. Fire also has got the power. You have seen locomotive engines. I don't know whether you have seen locomotive engines earlier. No. With the fire, they used to boil the water, and with that vapor the engine used to run. Fire is also power. Windmill, we have seen the windmills. Windmills of wind also have got power. And the space which accommodates all other four, you can imagine how powerful is that. So Drabya Shakti is there. Tamoguna is also says to be the veiling power of Maya. Veiling power, Avaran Shakti. It veils. It is of the nature of ignorance. Like inside me, Atman is with me, it is veiled. Veiled by whom? By the tamoguna of Maya. Then another Shakti is called the Vichhep Shakti, which has come from Rajogun. So once it has veiled inside my Atman and the veiled, the Brahman, the substratum of the whole world, the Rajogun has projected that you are not Atman, this is your body. And outside, it covered the Brahman and showed that all these Naam Roops are Jagat. It projected. How can we come out of this Maya? There is a power in itself. The Sattvagun is the Jnana Shakti. By the knowledge, you can come out. Tamogun is Avaran Shakti. Rajogun is the Vichhep Shakti, projecting power. Tamogun is veiling power. Rajogun, projecting power. And Sattvagun is Jnana Shakti. By knowledge, by reasoning, you can come out of Maya. Therefore, Lord has said in Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, Nitya Sattvastha Bhava Arjuna. Nitya Sattvastha. Now you are Chairastha. Sitting on the chair, you are Chairastha. Lord says, Nitya, always Sattvastha. You remain in Sattvaguna, Nitya Sattvastha Bhava Arjuna. O Arjuna, you always stay in this Sattvaguna. Nitya Sattvastha Bhava Arjuna. Why? Because in Sattvaguna there is the power of knowledge. By knowledge, you can come out of the Maya. Maya never stands an inquiry or reasoning. If you start inquiring about the Maya, Maya is not there. The moment you inquire, not there. Some Mahatma tells this about Mani Mama. Have you known, heard the story of Mani Mama? They have not. Jyotiji knows, Mani Mama. What is this Mani Mama? There was a marriage between boy and girl. Both the bridegroom party and the bride party has come at one place. Like Subhiji has gone to Thailand. Both our party are at one place. Then, in staying in same hotel, and there is one mama. The mama has got an important role in marriage. So, mama has got a lot of functions there in marriage. So one mama, he went to the bridegroom party and said, the bride people are saying this, this, this. Have you arranged this, this, this things? What is your menu and all that? So these people were a little bit confused. The mama from the bride has come and he wants to know about the arrangements. And he again gives some suggestion also. Mama gives suggestion also. He gives suggestion. You should do this, 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 you have to do. And this mama again goes to the bride side. This is unknown fellow. It's Maya. That mama is not known to bride party or bridegroom party. It's the third person walked into the hotel to attend the marriage. So he entered. Now, going to the other side, so they are thinking that he is mama of bridegroom. So now he suggesting there also, you should do this thing, this thing, this thing, this thing. Then the marriage is over. After that, the both parties are sitting having coffee. At that time, said, your mama said this, this, this thing to do. We were not prepared. And other party said, your mama also said to so many things to us. Then find out mama. Where is mama? Mama ran away. The moment they started inquiring, mama was no more available. Similar to this maya. If you start inquiring, not there. So nitya sattvastha, what is our position? In Sattvagun, what happens? What is the state of mind in the Sattvagun? In Bhagavad Gita, we have seen in chapter 14, when you are in the Sattvagun, your mind is peaceful, anamayam, without any sickness. And it is prakasakam, it is illuminating, it is very bright, brilliant. And at that time, whatever you learn, you listen, everything you understand. That is in the Sattvagun. And when there is a Rajogun, what happens? You are sitting here, but your mind is doing Rajogun. Oh, I have to do this thing, this thing, this thing, this thing, this thing. These are the things to be done whole day. That means a part of mind is engaged there. You are physically present here, but the mind is not available. So when the mind is Rajasic, no absorption of the knowledge. And in the Tamogun, even the knowledge is available. Either you are sleeping, or you are heedless, careless. So in Tamogun knowledge will not happen, in Rajogun knowledge will not happen, only in the Sattvagun the knowledge will happen. Therefore the Lord says, Nitya Sattvastha. So can we say ki Brahman and Maya are two? Is there a dvait? Is there any duality? No. There is no duality. Brahman and Maya is one. And in Sweta Sweta Upanishad, it is said, Devatma Sakti. This is the Sakti of Devta. Devatma Sakti. In Gita, Lord has said, Mai Adhyachena Prakriti Suyate Sacharachar. Mai Adhyachena. Mai means the Lord says, under my governorship, under my rulership, under my guidance, this Prakriti, this Maya, Suyate creates. What? Char and achar, moving and unmoving. Everything is created by Maya. And Lord again has said somewhere in Bhagavad Gita also, chapter 7, Devi aisa gunmayi mam maya duratya. This Maya is my Sakti. Devi aisa gunmayi mam maya. It's my power. But how is that? Gunmayi. Gunmayi means it has got three gunas, sattva, rajas and mam maya duratya, but it's very difficult to cross. Very difficult to cross. So how creation came into existence? Maya is inert. An inert thing cannot create anything by itself. One sentient factor is required. That sentient factor is Brahman. Maya is inert. So when they come together, then the creation happens. For any creation, since Brahman is akarta, why akarta? Because? Right, no part, no gross body, no subtle body, no causal body with Brahman. That is why he is not able to do anything. For doing anything, you need gross body, you need subtle body. Mind should direct, the intellect should be there. And the causal body, the purpose also should be there. Why I am doing this thing? Since the Brahman has got no gross body, no subtle body, and no causal body, he can do nothing. My guru said to me that Brahman is nikamma. You know what is nikamma? One who does nothing. Nikamma. He is nikamma. So Brahman is akarta, but sentient, and Maya is inert. Since Brahman is akarta, we have to have somebody who will rule, who will govern, who will do the creation. So Brahman plus Sattvagun Pradhan Maya, we call it Ishwar. Second stage. Brahman is Nirgun Nirakar. Second stage is Ishwar. We have to have Ishwar. Concept of Ishwar we have to bring in for creation. So who is Ishwar? Ishwar is Brahman plus Satyagun Pradhan Maya. Why Satyagun Pradhan Maya? Because Satyagun has got the knowledge content. He knows how to create the whole world. The knowledge is with the Ishwar. Like making a pot. The clay is there, but the potter is needed, na? Potter knows how to make that clay into pot. So mud is the material cause. Potter is the efficient cause. And on the wheel on which that pot is made is called the instrumental cause. So three things are required for any creation. One is the matter, material cause. And another is efficient cause. And third is the instrument also needed. Now, who gave the material for this creation? Prakriti or Maya gave the five great elements. Those five great elements are given by Maya. And who gives the sentiency? Brahman gives the sentiency. Have you understood so far? If the material cause and the efficient cause is one and the same person, then the creation is false. In the potter, making pot example, we see the clay is different, the potter is different, the instrument is different. Three different things are there. But suppose material cause, the cause of material and the efficient cause is one and same. What will happen? What will be the creation? It will happen, but how? Go to the dream state. In the dream state, when you are seeing the dream, you are seeing the whole city, you are seeing whole world there. Who created the whole world? Nothing went inside from your organs of perception. You are sleeping. Organs of perception is not available. Your intellect is also not available. Intellect is also not. Only subconscious mind is there. Who is the dreamer and who created the dream world? There are two things. One is the dreamer. Another is the dream world. Who became the dreamer? Your mind became the dreamer. Who created the dream world? Mind created the dream world. So, the material cause and the efficient cause of the whole world, dream world, is mind. So long you are dreaming, you are saying that dream is real. Even at that time, if Guru goes there and says, no, dream world is not real. You are not king. You are a beggar. In the waking time, you were beggar. Now you have become king. You are not king. Will you listen? You will not listen. But when you wake up, then you say, I am beggar. I was king in the dream, but that dream is false. Don't you declare that? Yes. So can we infer from the dream experience that when the material cause and the efficient cause is one and same, then the creation is false. Clear? This much clear, na? Now apply to Jagat. Who created five great elements is the Brahman through his Maya Shakti, ultimate Brahman. Who is the efficient cause? Brahman. So the material cause and the efficient cause is one and same. So the creation will be false. When will you realize? When you wake up. From which state? From this waking state. You will come to know this also is a dream of 100 years. We are still dreaming. And in this 100 year of dream, we see another small dream. This is dream number one, the big dream of 100 years. In that dream, we are again dreaming at night, second dream. Dream in dream. And when we come out from the second dream, come to the first dream, we say the dream number two is false. When we come out from the dream number one, when will that happen? When I am realized, when I know my own true nature, then I will say, this world is also like a dream. This waking which we are thinking now is real, is actually dream. It is not there. You have reached Brahman. From that platform, Brahman, you will not be able to see world. Ask Rope, have you created world? Rope will say, no. Ask Rope, do you see any snake? Well, no, I'm not seeing snake. Rope will say, I'm not seeing any snake. Nothing is there. Ask Brahman, are you seeing any Jagat? Well, no, there is no Jagat. I am everywhere. The whole Jagat is me only. There is only one. You are seeing duality. It is your problem. If you are seeing snake, whose problem is that? It's your problem. Inquire. When you inquire, you will find the snake is not there at all. It's only rope there. Inquire in this Jagat, you will find Satchidanand is everywhere, Brahman is everywhere, nothing else is there. Then we saw the story of a person dying with the 17 horses and leaving behind a will that is the first son will get half, second son will get one third, and the third son will get one ninth of the property. And now they started fighting, 17 horses, one and half, they have to cut one horse, one third, 17 horses, again they have to cut, one ninth of it, 17, again they have to cut. So they were fighting. But then came minister, he said, why are you fighting? And then they showed that this is the will of my father. He left behind 17 horses. And according to will, this is to be distributed into one half, one third, and one ninth. We don't dispute our ratio. We accept the will. Now please tell me how to do it. He said, but there is only this much problem. He was minister, riding on a horse. He said, you add my horse to 17 horses. Now it has become 18. 18 divided by 2? Mr. A, you take 9. Mr. B is supposed to get 1 third. So 18 divided by 3? 6. 6, na? So Mr. B will get 6. And Mr. C will get 18 divided by 9. He will get 2. So 9 plus 6 plus 2? 17. The minister took his horse and went away. That was the play of Maya.
Not plus one. One extra. He just added money to it.
So what we have to do, the whole Vedanta concept is only like this. There is Brahman. First we will superimpose the whole world on the Brahman, then we will negate this superimposed world, then what will remain? Brahman is there, we will superimpose the world, then remove the superimposition, what will remain? Brahman will remain. Right? So at this point of time, we don't know Brahman. But we know Jagat. Is it not so? We are living in this Jagat. So the scripture or the guru will have to take you from the known to unknown. This is our journey. We know Jagat. We don't know Brahman. So our journey is from known to unknown. So first we have to explain how these Panch Mahabhuta came. Is it not so? So in the next mantra, the evolution of five elements is stated. So do you have the books? So we can open your page on 71. I don't know what is the page number there in your book. 71?
Same.
Tata akasah sambhutah. Akasad vayuh. Vayuh tejah. Tejas apah. Adabhya prithivi. Tatah. Tatah means from that. From that means maya. From that maya. Akasa sambhuta. Akasa is born. Space is born. Akasat. From akas. Not from maya. Be careful. From akas. Came born vayu, air. And from air was born agni, fire. And from fire, apa, water. And from apa, never, never say that from maya came five great elements. It's from maya came
space.
From space came, from. You remember that? Good. And this evolution was from subtle to gross. First they came into the subtle form. We call it tanmatra. Tanmatra in Sanskrit, if you break it, it's called tatmatra. Tatmatra. Subtle thing which you cannot perceive with your organs of perception. The five great elements which you are seeing now is gross. The pre-stage of this gross five great element was subtle. So same Pancha Mahabhut, same Akash, Vayu, Agni, Jal and Prithvi, they were in the subtle form which you cannot perceive. And how they became gross, that will come later on. We'll see that. So, from that maya, first came space, from the space came the air, fire, water. There is no time, should I tell this chart? Okay. You learn this chart only. I will tell you quickly. Again, I will explain. So, Brahman was there. Brahman is Sat Chit Anand. The three aspects of Brahman is Sat Chit Anand. And he has got a power called Maya. He is nirguna nirakara. Without maya, he is nirguna, no guna. And nirakara, nirakara means no form. Nirguna nirakara. And the maya, when Brahman has got a power, maya, and maya is dependent on Brahman. So maya is sat chit anand plus sattva rajas and tamas. Because dependent on Brahman, it is getting power of existence because of Brahman. So sattva rajas tamas three guna. From maya came space. So in the space is Satchidanand, it has got Sattva Rajas Tamas, and it has got a distinct aspect called sound. The guna of the space is sound. From space came air, that means Satchidanand plus Sattva Rajas Tamas, plus because it has come from space, so the sound plus its own quality, touch. Similarly, from air came fire, so Satchit Anand plus Sattva Rajas Tamas plus sound plus touch plus form. In the space, you will not be able to see any form. In the air also, you will not be able to see any form. It is the first time when you see the fire, you see the flames, you see a form. Right? Then from the fire came the water. The water has got Satchidanand, Sattva Rajas Tamas, sound, touch, form, and it has got taste. And from water came earth. Satchidanand, Sattva Rajas Tamas, sound, touch, form, taste, and smell. And the formula is, who is the subtle, who is the subtlest? Space. And subtler than space?
Brahma.
Why? No guna. No guna. This has got five gunas, you see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It is the gross. Subtler than earth is water, 4 gunas. Subtler than water is fire, 3 gunas. Subtler than fire, air, 2 gunas. And subtler than air is the space, only 1 guna. Subtler than space is nirguna nirakara. So the grossest is Prithvi having the 5 qualities. And subtlest is the space. So many times we compare space with Brahman. The closest example we can give is only space. Because it has got only one guna.
Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Sadhu.